choice between hot dogs and hamburgers. Every one of us got to choose between right and wrong and giving it up. Oh, holding on. Two men, two burgers, some beer.
It's the Montreal Burger Report with Ed Hocko,
also known as Blark,
and Chris Zeke Han.
Good day and welcome to episode 32 of the Montreal Burger Report. In this episode, our heroes, Ed Hocko,
also known as Blark,
and Chris Zeke Han, have started the evening at the Westmount adjacent bar called the Next Door Pub and Grill. Before they go to the legendary Restaurant Copley, they ponder the possibility of going to both Restaurant Copley locations, and if so, which one should be the first. Zeke tries to figure out what an iconic Montreal burger would be like. Blork emphatically states that there is no such thing as a Montreal burger. Our heroes order another round of beer. Blork mentions how he liked the first Copley burger he ever had because the bun was soft, the burger was juicy, and overall he thought it was quirky, weird, fun, and filling too. The pub next door is located at 5175 A Sherbrooke Street West. The phone number is 514-481-9875, and they're open 7 days a week until 3 in the morning or so. Copley 2 is located at 4458 St. Catherine West in Westmount, the corner of Metcalf. Their phone number is 514-989-8580, and they too are open 7 days a week from 11 in the morning to 11 at night,
weekend later, Sunday early.
Copley 1 is located at 5181 de Maisonneuve West. Their phone number is 514-483-0000, and they are also open 7 days a week from 11 in the morning to about 11 at night,
weekend later, Sunday early.
The Montreal Burger Report is a radio show, podcast, blog, something or other, whereupon Blork and Zeke go out, have a couple of burgers, some beer, and in very generalized terms try to inform you about the good burgers in Montreal, the great burgers in Montreal, the best burgers in Montreal, and everything else related to burgers in Montreal.
I don't know what your schedule is like, but that actually, as a plan.
To actually do them both?
Yeah, we can do that.
If we do that, let's go to Copley 2 first, because that way, when we go to Copley, I'll be right at the metro. It'll be easy for me to get home. All right. So let's go to Copley 2, and then we'll assess.
As a theoretical pen, yeah. I've heard they are large, but I've also heard they are thin.
Yes.
And so that's where I'm thinking in terms of, that's one of the things I'm constructing in my head about a Montreal burger. For the most part, they're thin.
What burgers are thin?
I've been asked lots because I've been talking to people about the Montreal Burger Report. Talking to people about it, it's right. They say, so what's the best burger? My generic response is there's no best burger. The whole reason I wanted to do this is because there are a lot of unique individual burgers.
Yeah.
And comparing La Paris to Dick Ann's is just...
No, like, you can't. We're not doing this to rate them on a scale of best and stuff like that. It's just take them as they are and describe them and eat
however,
them.
However, upon reading that, Copley's is like 8 inches of meaty goodness,
right?
But it is also thin, which is sort of like the Fast Foos burger, which wasn't good. That's the one up on St. Hubert?
Yeah, I'm trying... Oh, yeah.
Uh-huh.
It's actually... Strangely enough, oh, now we have the bagpipes. I guess we have a game starting soon. It's really, for me, it's more akin to the, believe it or not, to the Dick Ann's.
Mm-hmm.
It's
yeah, exactly.
It's like a really big Dick Ann's that doesn't have the Dick Ann's sauce on it.
But then you toss in the concept of patati patata, which is also a thin burger.
Are they? It's a while since I've had them. I thought they were like tall little like slider guys. No? Okay.
They're just tiny all around.
Okay. Yeah.
And well, that is just, it's slowly building up a construct of what identifies a Montreal burger versus a Toronto burger or a Cleveland burger.
It doesn't exist. I mean, everybody makes burgers and they're all different. I don't think there is such a thing as a Montreal burger. Yeah, like there's a Montreal bagel, you know, there's a Montreal smoked meat, but there's no Montreal burger. There are many Montreal burgers is a better way to put it. and you pick a random Montreal burger and a random Toronto burger and a random New York burger, just like, you know. The glasses are empty. Do you think is all this singing and hockey and stuff going to interfere with our thing, or should we get another beer?
No more than the reggae beforehand.
Yes, sir. So
one more beer and then we
Get what are you drinking there?
I'm going to go back to what you had.
Which one was that?
This one was the pale ale.
Okay.
But it's I'm going to go back to the Bumping Hill.
All right. I hope we can get her attention. And I think I'm gonna. I think she has Griffin Roost there too, right?
Yes, she
does. It's kind of like my personal house beer.
You are much more understanding than I am.
I'm much more what?
Understanding and accommodating than I am.
How so?
I would have just yelled at her from across the room.
You know, she's the only one on tonight, and the room's filling up. So you know, it's always good to be good to your servers.
At which point, thank you very much.
So here's the thing. You have not been to Coppoli. I have, although it's been a long time, and I'm pretty sure I've only had two burgers from there. Should I disillusion you by describing you my experience?
No, we have there the anticipation and the research.
So
on our notes, which is...
So do you want me to tell you about them?
Yes, please tell me.
You want me to tell you about them? I'll tell you about them. Okay, and again, I'm casting my mind far, far back. The first time I went, okay, well, first of all, yes, it's supposedly 8 inches across in diameter, quite flat. The patty itself is maybe, what's that, a quarter of an inch, you know, maybe a third of an inch thick. There's no way you're going to get any pink in it.
Okay.
It's going to be well done. It probably comes with lettuce or tomato and the usual goop, you know, whatever. I like the fact that it's something different. But when I think burger, it's not really what I'm thinking. It's really more like a ground beef sandwich.
Okay.
You know? For whatever, you know, you can interpret that as you may. The first one I had was actually quite tasty. The bun was nice and soft. It was a little bit juicy, a little bit, you know, because it's so thin, it's not going to be very juicy. And it was quirky and weird and fun and actually quite filling because they're fairly big. The second time I went, the bun was stale.
Okay.
That's about stale. Well, stale. It was stale in that it was dry. It wasn't moldy or anything. Mm-hmm. But the first time I had gone, the bun was quite soft. The second time I went, the bun was kind of hard. It's like it was like the bun from 3 days ago when they were running out.
Do you remember if you went on a Wednesday?
I don't know. I don't remember what day it was. But I remember being just very disappointed enough that, you know, I never went back for a burger. I've went back for breakfast many times.
Okay.
Because in the end, when the bun is all dry like that, it's not fun to eat. You know, especially when it's fairly big, you find yourself filling up but not really enjoying it. It's like, nah, it's not pleasurable.
Do they offer a variety of burgers, or is it just one burger?
As far as I know, it's just one burger. There might be, like, a couple of variations, like maybe with cheese or, you know. Wow, 2 minutes into the game and somebody scored. I seem to recall that there's not a lot of variety.
Okay.
You know, it's a standard burger with a couple of minor modifications.
The thing in doing my research on the place, so it was most surprising was the Westmount Examiner did a piece on the best pizza in Westmount, and Coppoli won.
Get out of here, really.
And so apparently it's a burger joint, but they have the best pizza. Well,
I never had a pizza from there.
But no, to me it's like the Lalo, which I'm now learning to pronounce properly because they actually advertise on one of the radio stations I listen to. But they've been around for years, and I just never was in the right place at the right time to go there. My guess is kids from Westmount High go there lots.
Probably, yeah. Well, that's just it. It's a very different experience from, is it Delilah or Delalo?
Delalo.
Delalo.
Yeah, I mispronounced it. I used to like saying Delilo, but it's Delalo.
Delalo is one of those places where I did take the second burger because it was really good. I recall I really enjoyed the Delalo. It was the kind of classic burger that, you know, I go on about. Yeah. This is very far from a classic burger, but off to the side, you know, I tend to divide things into the classic burger and the really sloppy burger. This burger is not sloppy, yet it's also not classic because, like I said, it's like a ground beef sandwich. It's like some Middle Eastern thing or something.
And it, to me, it strikes me looking look almost like a frisbee.
Yeah, yeah, it's kind of frisbee-like.
And then they cut it into quarters, apparently.
Yeah, I think so. Okay. I don't remember exactly. I remember seeing it cut in quarters, but I don't remember if that was because I cut it or the people I was with cut it or something.
Hold on. When was the last time you would ever cut a burger?
You don't normally cut a burger, you know?
So there's
but seriously, this burger's like a pizza. You know, it's like, it's flat and big around, you know? So, there you go.
I'm looking forward to hitting one of Montreal's iconic burgers.
I'm looking forward to it primarily because I'm hungry.
Okay.
Yeah. It's a place, you know, we got to do it because, you know, we're the Montreal Burger Report. This is an iconic burger. Mm-hmm. I have mixed feelings about whether I'm going to enjoy it or not. I don't think I'm going to hate it, but I don't think it's going to be luscious, and I don't think I'm going to be like going, oh, what a good burger. But we'll see. We'll see. Okay. I might be surprised. Because, again, I think the first one I had was really good. It's just that I was really put off by that dryness of the second one.
Thank you for listening to episode 32 of the Montreal Burger Report. Ed Hocko, also known as Clark, and Chris Zekehan's pre-burger meeting at the pub next door prior to their anticipated burger feast at both Topoli 2 and Topoli 1. So don't touch that dial, screen, browser, or mouse. Be sure to listen, download, or otherwise enjoy and consume episode 33 of the Montreal Burger Report. Next week, Zeke recites the menu at the pub next door because Clark thinks something smells really good. But our heroes discover that they are in possession of a faulty menu.
Oh!
Zeke thinks the smell is overpowering, but Blurk is really, really hungry. Suddenly, they see Coppoli. Zeke thinks it is quaint, Blurk is glad they made it. Our heroes count the seats while waiting for menus and discuss the clientele, commenting on the fact that Lower Westmont has no hipsters. Zeke recites the specials and comments that the sausage sandwich sounds tasty. Finally, the menus arrive. Blurk recites the menu. Blurk points out to Zeke the sausage sandwich is not the Copley burger and then ponders bacon. What will our heroes order? Will Blurk ever get to eat again? Or will he starve to death before the burgers arrive? And what about the couple in the booth next to our heroes? Find the answers to these and other questions by listening to episode 33 of Ed Hocko and Chris Zekehan's Montreal Burger Report next week. Same burger time, same burger channel. The Montreal Burger Report is your source for the most in-depth and comprehensive coverage and information announcing, describing, informing, and sometimes warning you about everything related to and involving hamburgers, cheeseburgers, and sliders in Montreal. The best hamburger, the crispiest fry, the coldest beer, the Montreal Burger Report is all over it all the time. This episode of the Montreal Burger Report was written and produced by Chris Zekehan. If you have any ideas, comments, or suggestions, we can be reached by email at montrealburger@gmail.com or on the web at montrealburger.wordpress.com. We'd graciously like to thank CKUT for their support, Brad Slide and John Mellencamp for the music, and you for listening.